for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team advancing to the regional finals, joined by senior captain Ethan Somoza. Ethan, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
As a captain, did you say anything prior to the game to the team, or was it kind of business as usual in pregame?
Business as usual. I mean, we've stuck to the same game plan the whole year, and we weren't going to change anything just because we were playing Wisconsin. We thought what we've been doing the whole year would work, and it clearly did.
You guys forechecked your tails off today. You guys always are a puck pressure forechecking team, but to me, you guys took it to another level today. What's the key to making that work?
I don't know what the key is. Just move your feet. I mean, it's what we've been preaching the whole year. Just move your feet, get in heavy on the forecheck, and then create turnovers, and we did it tonight.
I don't remember which goal it was. I think it was one of yours, but Aaron Miller's at the side of the net in tight quarters. He's got two defensemen on him, and somehow he manages to get a puck out in front. How silly good are his hands?
Yeah, he's got really good hands in tight, and yeah, that was on my first goal there. I think he took the puck from one of the defensemen, kind of stick hand a little bit through two of their sticks and found me in the slot, and I was able to put it home.
How much easier is that game when you're playing with not only a one-goal lead but a two-goal lead?
Yeah, in any game, it's nice playing with a two-goal lead. We had a good lead the whole game, and it's nice to have that. They scored a couple at the end there, and we got a little nervous, but we had to bring things in and calm down, and we were able to pull out with a win.
How did you sleep last night as we record this after the Wisconsin game? How did you sleep personally? I slept horribly.
I slept just as I normally do. Just another hockey game today.
You guys are a lot more talented, obviously, than I am. But you guys know, you come into this tournament, it's four wins and you're national champions. It's now three. There aren't too many teams that can get to this point, Ethan. How much do you guys have to not only savor it tonight, but also then put it past you and get to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we can enjoy it a little bit tonight. And then I think once we find out the winners of the Lake State UMass game, I think that's when it's time to dial it back in and get our sights set on whoever we're going to be playing tomorrow.
If it's Lake State, you obviously know them very, very well. If it's UMass, you don't know them very, very well. Does it matter?
No, I don't think it matters. Either way, we're going to play the same way we always do. And